Technology is a wonderful thing once you figure out how to use it. We are sitting with somebody who doesn't know boo about technology. Hi.
Hi.
Technology is wonderful if you have good friends.
Who can do it, yes. Steve Iyengar, of course, who writes the Daily Dirt for us on a regular basis. And then, of course, Brittany. And then myself is Ashley Conrad, is on her 44th vacation of the year. So thank you for stopping in today. I understand you are on your way to Northeast Missouri to cover a little softball.
You can't go wrong with fall ball in most states.
Not at all. Not at all. And you're heading to Palmyra?
Palmyra. Flower City Park.
Flower City Park. My wife and I were just there a couple weeks ago for Ethan's Rodeo.
Just hoping there's a concession stand.
I'm sure you'll be fine. If not, you got Rebel Pig. You got options.
Okay. It'll work.
Oh. Brittany, we're, you know, have been getting into sports lately, too. I don't know if you've heard or not.
Heard rumors of.
Yes. Yes. So her first foray into fantasy football now.
Oh, boy.
Are you a big footballer?
Yeah, but not as big as I used to be. I've kind of drifted away from the NFL a little bit in recent years for some reason. Kind of baseball, NBA, college football, not necessarily in that order. But.
I said this when we were in Instant Replay yesterday, and it's worth repeating, I believe. I'm very, very excited for this NFL season because the Cardinals have sucked so bad. I have not watched a baseball game in probably 2 months.
As he was saying this, though, they were winning behind him. On
the replay.
Team.
It was the replay of the night before game. And as I sat there and watched the replay while we were shooting the spotted instant replay yesterday, I said, this is more baseball than I've watched in 2 months.
You know what has shocked me as much?
As the Cardinals sucking?
Well, it's tied into that.
Yes.
I tuned in a couple times in the last couple weeks, just looking at different games. Busch Stadium's almost empty.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I haven't seen that since I've lived that.
Have you made a game yet this year? You normally make one a year, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
But not this year.
No. It's not on my list of priorities. I have other things to do. But I was going to say, in their defense, when you're like, it's empty, it was hot. Like, it was really hot for those empty stands, I think.
But
no?
if they were 75 and 50, I think most of those seats would have been full, though, regardless
of the heat. Absolutely. But you know what? This team has rested on its laurels for so long, has not bothered to get any pitching. They're paying for
they
it.
They have
now.
A pitcher. Who's the one that I like? What's his name?
They have one pitcher, Adam Wainwright.
No. It's the good looking. Well, I mean, not that Adam Wainwright, but like, what's his name? It starts with an H, or maybe the last name.
Ryan Helsley?
No, I don't know. I know they have a pitcher.
Al Roboski?
Nope. I have seen this pitcher. Trust me. I know they have a pitcher.
She said started with an H. Roboski started with an H. So, okay. Well, we will look.
Huntington? Is that a thing? No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, they have a pitcher.
Well, look. Yes, she not only noticed that, but also a gentleman who was just convicted on some January 6th stuff recently, her thing was, oh, my God, he's hot. Well, okay. He's going to be in prison for 22 years.
Yes, it was 22. Yeah, got that knocked down a little bit.
Have you seen Love After Lockup? They might have shot.
Oh, yay. But, no. But you were wrong on that, by the way.
What am I wrong on?
He wasn't even, I read up on him after the fact, and he was not in the building at all.
Okay. So. He was just one of the orchestrators.
Orchestrators.
He was found guilty. You can't say alleged once you're found guilty.
I can still say alleged. I'm a conspiracy theorist.
She is. Along with being our local botanist, she's also our local conspiracy theorist. We've got another new plant on the shelf. Got a little new look here we're working on.
I noticed what, I have no idea what that is.
I don't either, really, actually. But it was saying, help me. Help me. So,
why, Bob's been pouring coffee in it.
No,
I pour coffee in this.
That's the other one that's saying, help me, help me. It's a fiddle. That one is a fiddle fig, and it's very fiddle.
Fickle.
Fickle.
It's a fickle fig.
Fickle, yeah.
I say that three times fast. But we had a guest the other day, and she walked in and went, oh, your fiddle fig is looking rough.
It is.
And I was like, yeah, I know. But we've tried to open the shades up, because you can't put the shades up now because of the backlighting and, you know, the glare. You know, even worse than your head, the glare from back there would be really bad. So, but in the winter, when it's a little darker, we can put the shades up and, you know.
I don't have a lot of plant life at the man cave back home.
I wouldn't think so. No.
Do you have any plants at home? Do you grow tomatoes?
Steve's kind of a plant.
I feel...
He's really a veg. Just ask Kathy.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, my wife, she loves all that stuff. Plants, gardening crap.
So it is green at your house.
Oh, yeah, it's green. Not the man cave, but otherwise, yeah.
He hires people to do stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
They're there.
Yeah.
Except you do your own grilling, right?
Unless somebody else wants to do it.
What's in the man cave, Steve?
A lot of sports stuff.
Okay.
TVs, computers, books, baseball cards, stats. It's just a wonderful place, Brittany.
It's just a wonderful place.
He stays up until 5 in the morning messing with this stuff.
Like rearranging it or...
Working on it. I got things to do.
Well, yeah, you write a column every day. That's kind of a big deal.
Maybe. He got accused of shoddy journalism today.
Why?
He had somebody's death, cause of death wrong or something. Somebody had died, what, 30 years ago or something?
Former major league outfielder. He's still sporty. But we won't get into
maybe
that.
Maybe did he have cancer before the car wreck?
I'm sure he had cancer. I thought that's what he had died
so of. Maybe, yeah, he was going to die anyway, right? That's what you were trying to say. Yeah, he was terminal.
I did not realize the official death was via car wreck, though.
Well, anyway, you'll put together a little mea culpa and be all good. So, well, you know what? We all, every once in a while, will make a mistake. We're not all, except for me, we're not infallible.
Oh.
So you just realize that. Once you realize that, you know, every once in a while, you're going to hit a bump. You're going to step on your toe. You're going to stub your toe. It's okay.
The Indians. The Guardians threw Lucas Giolito the other night. What happened?
And your manager's leaving, too. Retiring.
That's sad. It's the end of an era.
Yeah. Terry Franco, and again, I wish the Cardinals would hire him. You would not have liked him. You would not have liked him. He wasn't cute. He's not Mike Matheny, who is, of course, every woman's favorite Cardinal manager.
I can't.
Ellen was a big Mike Matheny fan. Yeah.
I recognize the name because, again, grew up with Cardinals, but I can't put a face with the name right now. I can put a face with the other guy that I can't put a name with. The pitcher. But I can't. Sports. So today I had to brush up a little bit on the sport of golf because our next guest.
Our next guest is a renowned golf celebrity in Quincy.
I was wondering if you're going to use the word legend.
I said renowned.
He's kind of Mr. Golf.
He is Mr. Golf. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk it over here a little bit. He brought presents. We brought some stuff for him, and we thank you for making your first appearance on Club Muddy. Have fun at softball game night. It's going to be beautiful weather.
It was a pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, Steve. Four.
Four! Alright, we'll be right back. You're done! Take your soda and go.
A&B Properties is Quincy's largest apartment rental company with hundreds of units available. They offer short-term and long-term rentals with one up to four bedroom apartments. A&B Properties meets the needs of its tenants with care, compassion, and a quality of service that exceeds expectations. A&B Properties also has a convenient tenant app for you to do your payments or make repair requests. Give them a call today. A&B Properties, 217-919-8080, Quincy.
What's going on?
Ray, we used to R&R golf, yeah. But you're now middle management Ray. You are no longer owner Ray.
I know. I took a huge demotion, you know. Like right now, the boss band, Andrew Smith, who I sold to,
yes.
And Blaze Haxel, they're playing the Chamber of Commerce, and they go, hey, we're going to play out here. So, you know, Ray, you can work 9-6 today, you know, and everything. I got to do a podcast. He goes, oh, so that means we have to hurry up. I go, yeah, we have to hurry up, you know, because I got to do this thing because I want to see Brittany and Bob, and this is the only way I can do it. So hopefully you two are there. I'm telling you this right now. This will affect your pay grade.
You couldn't bring Jimmy Patterson off the bench?
No good Jimmy Patterson. No good Jimmy Patterson.
I think he's really not a no good. I think he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Kid, come on.
You said kid?
Yeah, he hates it when I say that.
Oh, Jimmy does?
Yes.
Is Jimmy old enough to drink?
Yeah.
Is he a Spring Street regular?
I hope he is.
I think he's there right now.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
That won't affect his Culver golf scholarship. Probably not. So, but no, Ray and I have been friends a long time, and it was my turn to grab a guest, so it was I got Ray this time, and Again, and he brought presents. He brought the Raymond caricature koozies, R&R Golf.
I'm holding Ray in my hand.
Yeah, like that's right. Hey, everybody wants a whole ride. Come on now.
She only needs one hand, though, so.
Yeah, true, too.
And clip, no. Woo, but also, there are t-shirts as well, in which I got my son, the press secretary, one for Christmas last year, and he happened to be in town a couple weeks ago, and he had the shirt on in the Abbey. Raymond walks in, and his girlfriend's mind was blown. He was like, whoa. And yet, she actually got to meet the guy who was on the back of the shirt.
Okay, she's not from here, though.
She is from Lansing, Michigan, and she's a very lovely lady, and we'd love to have her here, so.
She looked at the shirt, she looked at me, she looked at the shirt, then she looked at me, and it's like, oh my God, it's you. You know, like that. Because you could, like, read the people's faces, and it's
It was fun.
Oh my, this is great. And I told, the first thing I said to Alex, she goes, you know that J.P. Pritzker's freaking, he wish he had a shirt like me on him, you know, just want to let you know. It might be 5X, but I mean, at least we'll do it. The epitome of health, I mean, come on.
Now, come on, let's not pick on my kid's boss here, okay? I pick on him in other places. So.
Oh, we're not
This should be a safe space.
Hey, we're not supposed to do that?
I don't care. It really doesn't matter.
Sorry, Alex!
Alex is a freak. Alex will, as soon as this is posted, though, Alex listens, so you do know that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just showing you that.
We love you, Alex. I just want to let you know.
But anyway, so you did. You sold out, and now you're, you know, you're the management now. What has been the biggest change for you business-wise?
I think the biggest change is... probably for us is the language a little bit different than I used to. One of the things we talked about is like, you know, how we inventory, how we look at stuff, how he does it through a different eye. Andrew's more of a bee cutter, which is not a bad thing. You know, I'm not
sure because, business guy.
And but that's also good, you know, which is good because he'll tell you, hey, how many we sold, how many we did, what were you looking for? And golf is one of the hardest things to be count because it's such a subjective company, you know, because Brittany might play a set of golf clubs and you play a different set of golf clubs and no three other people do and no one has anything like and you have to navigate through, you know, how many things you can sell for a year, how many things, you know, how many of a particular brand you're looking for. So we're constantly in communication with it. Usually, you know, I had a system down, like if it's a two-year cycle product, the first year would kind of go heavy, the second year would kind of taper off a little bit because it kind of slips down, and you're not going to sell as much as the first year because people want the new product, so you have to always be in the forefront with the new product and let the second year product kind of taper down a little bit. And then you got to figure out how to navigate the second year product and make sure that you sell that, Drew, and then when the time that thing closes out, then we have next to nothing left. So,
you did your research, so fire away at your first golf question.
Well, I did my research through, not Google, but through Rhode Island. So Rhode Island is my other boss at Spring Street Bar, the famous Rhode mm-hmm. Island.
Oh, yeah.
And he, to me, I think is the biggest golf fan in my life. So I asked him a couple of questions that I kind of want to get your input on.
Sure.
Okay, so I know nothing about golf.
Okay.
I modeled my outfit after Paige Spiernick.
Yeah, absolutely, Paige Spiernick. Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah.
But she's retired.
Yes.
Age 30, retired. I'm like, dang. I'm
she's
gonna,
making enough money on
yeah, her, listen, yeah. I'm going to model well.
Other stuff.
Oh, really?
IG, I'm sure like IG stuff and sponsorships and all that.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I thought you were going
I'm not talking about OnlyFans.
I thought you were going a different route.
No,
I was wait a second.
No,
like, I would have seen that.
Legitimately sponsorships.
So she's my favorite golfer.
Yes.
I asked Rhode Island, who is his favorite golfer? So I'll give you his answer, but I want to hear yours first.
Okay.
Because I know that you guys
so
are friends.
My favorite golfer of all times is Jack Nicklaus. Reason why I like Jack Nicklaus, he's a family man. He grew up, make sure he know that his family came first. Not only he won the 18 majors, not only that, which is the most of all time. In
okay, Rhode said 20. Was Rhode wrong?
Yeah, 18. Yep.
All right.
18.
Thank you, Google Rhode.
Yeah. So 18 majors. But you know, he's one of the guys that a lot of people don't know that he's one of the few people that actually dot the I at Ohio State for the football game during halftime. So not a lot of people have done that as a golfer playing at Ohio State, so that was always kind of neat. But I think what I like about him, he's such a family man. He makes sure that the family always came first. And I think when you wear that many hats, you got to be, you know, I saw that freaking
David person. Read my yeah. mind, because yeah. that's
well,
the follow-up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, so you said a family man, unlike...
Yes.
Tiger
Ray's
Woods.
Least favorite golfer, Tiger Woods. Why do you hate Tiger Woods?
Because, you know what? It's not so much I hate Tiger Woods, okay? It's the people, in my mind, that root for him and, like, some stuff he's, you know, like, you know, what happened with him and his wife and everybody's just giving a Bolivian side. But, like, I think it's more the fan side of it. And I think he gets more of a free pass in my mind. Doesn't mean I'm right at all. It's just that's just my opinion. But I think when you, if that was an Adam Scott, or if that was a
Rory,
or Patrick Reed, which is like public enemy number
yeah.
one for the PGA Tour,
the current villain.
Yeah, the current villain. Or you know some or others some they would just the media would just roast him and they get like a blind eye to it like you know Tiger you know one of the things is he got you know that car wreck and everything else he's supposed to do his BAC and they never posted or at least to my knowledge they didn't post any of his black blood alcohol content.
Is
so.
This because so his claim to fame I mean obviously being just a famous golfer but like he won four. In a row, right?
Right.
Whatever that means.
The Tiger Slam.
It's like not a
the
calendar.
Tiger Slam.
Yeah, not the calendar slam, the Tiger Slam.
If you win the big four golf tournaments in 1 year, it's called a Grand Slam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He won them all consecutively, but he won them. He broke them up over 2 years.
The four being the U.S. Open, the British, the Masters.
PGA.
PGA.
Yep.
That's probably the most important.
Although
right?
the Snooty.
No, what is the most important?
The Masters. Right? Masters most important.
I think Masters
right?
more important.
But the
yeah.
Snooty people, it's no longer the British Open. It's just the Open. Because we're the original ones who invented golf. So it's the Open.
It's
screw them. It's the British Open.
No, it's the Open because why you play North Island, you know?
But speaking of BAC, do you think Tiger hit .25 that night?
Oh.
Is that BAC?
Oh, yeah. Hey. What's
that?
Yeah.
Asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend. Oh boy,
okay.
I never
know
that. Yeah.
But up, boom.
Yeah.
Rhode Island's favorite golfer of all time was, because I think he's passed, Ben Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
And his reason being was the fact that he was the greatest of all time was a lot like the reasons that you gave his story. I don't really know. Again, I just learned.
So you got a major, car wreck.
And they said he wasn't coming back.
Yeah, he wasn't coming back. So he did come back, and he won a major after that. So it was unfortunately you have to you know like this area gyro you know see one way you have to you know you dig history you know like the one thing we always like say protect history like one of the things I'm big about too is like I mean Bob Hank got all the time we talk about you know baseball and we talk about
mm-hmm.
the old time stuff and everything
legacy.
And legacy and everything like that. And I just feel like this generation's not into that a lot, and it's like you know,
yeah.
and it just
this generation doesn't know anything that happened before 1990.
Yes,
it's no.
What's this generation? Who are we referring to?
Your generation.
Millennials or Generation X? I would say millennials can dabble their toes.
Yeah.
Hi, here I am.
Buddy, under the age of 35. Notice how I parsed that.
Yes.
Dude is on. Thin ice.
Yeah, he's on fire, by the way.
He's
on fire.
Now thin ice.
Oh, yeah.
Melted. The fire melted.
Yeah, the fire did melt it.
So I just, yeah, it's like, yeah, you can't, they just can't appreciate. I mean, and again, it's different eras. You can't compare, like, whether it's NFL, like the way they pass the ball now, and now you touch a receiver and it's pass interference, and Mel Blunt and other guys back in the NFL would like mug guys and no flags.
I mean, Rodney Lott just absolutely decapitated
the deal. Golf is sort of that way with the technology, the equipment, the clubs, and the balls, correct?
Yes. The golf ball is probably the biggest thing that's happened because you went from a wound golf ball to a solid core, which don't gauge your distance. Also, the dispersion factor is not as wide.
Is that? All golf balls are like that?
Yeah, pretty much all. Like
both?
No, you can't get any more. They stopped making that about, you start seeing around, okay, so the Pro V1 came out in 2005, And
it's
so
the most popular.
Still the most popular ball by Titleist, and no one's even touching close to that. So it's called, like, we're talking about the early 2000s, like 2001 or 2. Then you start seeing more. There were some solid core balls coming in at the time, but not at the top level, like the expensive, like, no, because back when I started, it was like a lot of golf, golf balls, a lot of wild balls that were like 3 and 4 piece, and there were like 80 compression, and 90 compression, and 100 compression. And when we saw back in the days, the 80s were for the ladies, the 90s were for the moderate swing speeds, mm-hmm. and then 100 compression was the faster swing speeds with it. So, and then also they introduced the solid core golf ball. You're trying to figure out what's going on, and you're like, what's the difference between the two? And then like, one of the biggest people that I remember that played the solid core ball at the time and won majors with it was Nick Price, and he introduced the Precept EV golf ball, and it was EV spin and EV distance, and EV spin ball came in a silver box with black, you know, silver and black box and a white lettering, and people were going nuts at the time with it because I didn't want to spend $35 on the golf ball. I got a guy who's playing one majors with it, costs $22.99, and go, you know, I want to play that golf ball. So you get, you know, so it gets people's interest when something's like totally different, new thing, and people can relate to it and like go, hey, you know what, that's very affordable. I don't have to spend the top dollar. I'm not like, oh, let me spend this instead and try mm-hmm. and see what happens, you know. And we see that from time to time with people, like the evolution of the putter, you know, with the like the fatter putter grips with Jason Duffner. I mean, you know, you finish second, I sold 12 in 4 days. You're like, what's going on? You're like, oh, it costs $25 or $30. It's cheaper than a putter. I'm like, oh, you got a point, you know. So,
yeah, and I got one of those from my mom and dad. They got me a putter 1 year for Christmas, and they got it from you, and it had a big fat handle on it. So, Speaking of putting, we have a putting green here. So after the show, Brittany and Ray Ray are going to have a putt off. But the other thing is that they have in common besides golf is tequila.
No, really? You like tequila?
You don't know about this?
Well, no, because anytime, well, you retired your Spring Street days. I'm guessing with age and you have an upcoming birthday, don't you?
Sure, yeah.
It's a big one, right?
It's a big one. It's 5-0 in about 4 weeks.
Is that why you don't come into spring anymore? I mean, it's for all ages.
Here, let's get it out of the way. It's for all ages.
There's a lot of old guys in there, what she's trying to say.
Yeah, you get Brian Hill. I mean, he's like 80, you know, like that. And everything like
By the way, speaking of old guys in spring, Bob Lansing.
Bob Lansing, yes.
He was a regular, one of Brittany's regulars.
Yes, yep. I am going to miss him a lot. Yeah. My Bob Noxious.
Yeah, the Bob, oh, legendary Bob.
But
kudos, by the way.
Speaking of Noxious, this was Ray back in the day. I won't say the number. Well, actually I will. I'll take 20 Vegas bombs, and it's like Saturday night, and it was 4 deep at least. When I say 4 deep, 4 rows to the bar. Now, it doesn't really get like that so much anymore because just the bar world in general has died down a little bit, I think, everywhere. But 4 deep, raise 4 rows back. I'll take 20 Vegas bombs.
Yeah, it was back in the days like this. They went up there and you say, I need 20 Vegas bombs. Here's my money, take it. You know,
yes,
like that.
Yes, exactly. And I did. But.
Yeah. So we're going to have a putt-off. Oh. And we're going to have Jose, and then whoever loses
will
do the Jose.
Deal.
We'll
Wait,
do that
so you,
after
you
here.
Like the Stanky Yankee tequila? Are you a tequila
connoisseur? He's a total connoisseur.
Yeah, I'm not.
But all we have here is Jose because of... Uh-huh.
Yeah. We don't have combo?
And we're on a budget.
We are on a budget.
Yeah, I know, because you bought me freaking like light in the...
That's expensive beer.
Yeah.
You bought me
Bush and A.
I bought you the Mick Ultra of Yingling, yes, and actually Don O'Brien got it for me, I gotta say, and I'm gonna just give Don a quick shout out for picking this up when he was in Missouri the other day, and I said, what do I owe you, and he goes, your wife steals so much beer from my house, from your house, you don't get it, so
yeah.
I said that was fine, so.
Okay, so I have a question.
Yes?
If you could play any course in the world, where would it be?
Man, that's a tough question.
Easy, isn't it?
I think, you know what?
Actually, it's not, because
there's two. So the first one is the old course at St. Andrews would be one from the for the sense of the word home of golf, and
where
I think
that's
in Scotland.
Okay.
You know, I think that'd be, for me, that'd be probably top of the list. The other one would be the Masters, where they play, you know, play Augusta.
Where's that?
That's in Augusta,
in
Georgia.
That's that's where Rogue said he would like to go.
Yeah.
Is Augusta.
Yeah.
Pebble Beach would be
Pebble Beach,
the other California. So yeah, that would be.
But we're all money river budget, so we can't really afford it.
We are. We can afford River Valley.
Yes.
Knights of Columbus. Westview. I'm not playing the par three course, but
Paris Country Club.
Oh, Mark Twain Country Club. Yes.
Yes.
I play with my actually my dad and I are playing there in something here in a couple weeks. So, and it's the same day as the QU, the Izzo thing. So I said, okay, we got to play early. So it's like, okay, it means I'm gonna have to I'll play golf, but I probably won't drink. Oh, I probably won't drink that much. And then I have to come back for the dinner at QU Sunday night. So that's gonna be a long.
Well,
so, but I get to spend time with my dad, and that's what's important.
Oh, yeah,
so,
Jim would be very happy.
Yeah, Jimmy and Sharon are great.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I have another golf question.
Sure.
Okay, while we're back to Tiger Woods real quick.
Okay.
Tiger Woods did four in a row.
Uh-huh.
Another notable golf player that...
That's four majors, not four waitresses from Perkins in a row.
Boom,
I
thought you were talking about the four Vegas shots.
Oh,
it's like, hey, I thought I was talking about the four Vegas shots I took at Spring Street in 5 minutes.
Perkins, Waffle House, Denny's, whatever.
Bettigan's. Remember Bettigan's?
Four majors.
Four majors.
So okay.
Thank you, Paige.
Bobby Jones
did
four majors in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference if he did
calendar
four
year.
In a row?
Calendar year.
So
what would be more notable, or like what's the better accomplishment?
The calendar year is the one that's recognized. I'm not sure there's a big difference. I mean, win four majors in a row is winning four majors in a row. I don't hate the guy like he does. I'm still like, okay, he was pretty darn good. Jack is also my favorite golfer, so Tiger's always going to be below him anyway. But
that's
why
I like
him. Much of a different. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I learned. The more you know.
Favorite tequila? Still Cabo?
Oh, Still Cabo.
Like
what kind of Cabo, though? Respirados?
I like them all. But these, the coffee one, that one they have there, it's really good. You kind of like, you sip on it and everything.
That sounds like a liqueur.
Yeah, it's in for Cabo and everything.
Okay.
I just had it, not this Christmas, but I think it's last Christmas. My cousin pulled it out. One of the family traditions, if we go to the wee side of the family, is you get done with your dinner and everything, and here's gin or it's poker. And you bring your quarters, your dimes, your nickels, or your dollar bills, and then all of a sudden, about 2 hours later, you see one bottle show up, and you look and see a second bottle, and like, well, if you want some. Now, some of my family members will dump water in Coca-Cola, like Steve Iker. No,
yeah.
Fine.
Which is fine.
No, wherever to your, and then,
they probably are winning more of the poker.
Yeah, they're winning more. And but we did that 1 year, and it was a really good time. And just and it's you're playing for
nickels and dimes,
and you think you're playing for 500 a hand.
Oh.
You know, so family, you know, when you get family thing, and of course we have a couple refreshments, adult beverages, we like to say.
Yeah.
You know, it gets a little, you know, it can get a little
heated.
You get not heated, but like a little more, you know, a little more fiery. You know, I like to say.
Speaking of gambling, Raymond and I have also spent a night or two in a casino.
Yes.
Oh, fun. Where?
St. Louis.
You tell.
And Mark Twain,
yes.
Over here. So we played a lot of blackjack together.
Yes.
And then but he also shoot craps. I don't shoot craps. And Ray will be sitting there going, and he'll be like throwing money and dice and stuff. And I'm just like, no, I just want to play cards. So
yeah.
But that's been a while too.
No, I haven't been to a gambling place. I would say, and I'm not kidding when I tell you, solid 10 years or so.
It's been a long time
too. But you know, when you're young, you're like, this is really cool, let's go ahead and do it. And as you get older, you're like, my priorities change. So
now, also, I guess in that same vein, though, I guess, do you do DraftKings fan do any of that stuff?
None.
Just do fantasy.
Just football. Fantasy, yeah.
Ray and I are in the same fantasy football league.
Yes.
We have been for a long time. I was out, now I'm back in, and I've won the league 5 times. So.
Twice, you know, so. But there was a long time that we were in the same division,
mm-hmm.
And then next show I get this
every
long
year.
Text. Yeah, and we
every year.
Yeah, and like I'm like my record gets everybody else's good except for Bob Goff, and it says up there, and I get a text one time that says I own you. And it's like that. And I'm like, oh, I think we counted. It was like, you beat me like seven times in a row, you know?
And
it
was the like, record was 17-4 at one point.
Yeah. It was. But
no
you know,
big deal.
We were always in the same division, though.
Yeah.
It never failed. Now, we're not this year.
Yes.
But in the past, we've always, yeah,
now
always.
Now with freaking like Huzard. It's like 4 years in a row I've been with Huzard.
And Fast like, Eddie.
Yeah, Fast Eddie.
David's always been a very good, very competitive
now,
team
I've
in
never
the
been,
league. And,
yeah, I've never been too much with David in the same division. But it's like, I'll go get this guy or this guy. Sure enough, it happens. And we draw for straws, so try to make it fair.
It's a bunch of the old media guys, and I was in the league forever, and I got out when I went to work for the state, and I was driving, and I didn't do any fantasy football. And then, but we got, I got back in this year, and so I'm in the same division with Pat Atwell, the Culver Stockton Athletic Director, Steve Luton, of course, now we're back with WGEM, and I think Tracy Schutte. So, and Tracy was in the league when I left, so I've been in like the divisions with him before, back when he co-owned with Kevin Murphy. But this is the first time I've been in the same division with Luton and Atwell. And I know Atwell's, they're both usually pretty good players.
They know their shit.
They know their stuff. So.
No, and they're stopping.
And you know what none of those guys did? None of those guys bid any money on Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the deal with Cooper Kupp?
You
think he's hot?
No, there wasn't even that. It was the name resonated with me, and Bob said something about him. It was either make him your first pick or do not make him your first pick. And I kind of blank out sometimes when he says
Did you have a blonde moment?
I did. And so
that's
then,
what, no, she just tuned me out.
Yes, I
got nothing to do with blonde. She just said, blah, blah,
was,
blah, blah.
Did you hear it? Did you shout your hearing down?
The selective hearing turned on, and it was not to my advantage.
Oh,
because,
I thought you said I'd have that story done next.
Yeah.
Story,
So anyway, I picked him in my first round.
And then you see probably the battle line a couple days later says, Cooper Kupp, Gordon,
no, no, we already, he was already
he told me.
Heading for the shelf. And I said, don't take this guy.
Do not take him. Do not take him. What do I do?
And then O'Brien takes him in our league. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. There were some guys you just lucky like.
Listen.
He's probably going to have a leg amputated by the time he hears
over.
He looked like James Booby Bowles when he comes around the corner.
Or Tracy Schutte.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There he Oh, my.
There's nothing wrong with that. Tracy gets around great. He'd be totally fine with that. Actually, at the draft that night, I made some sort of reference or joke to having to do something with one leg. Oh, man, he's got to do that on one leg. And I'm sitting right across the table from Tracy. I'm like, hey, oh, no offense, man. Sorry.
I'm glad
I know if all people will take a strike.
Oh, Tracy, Schutte, and Ashley are tight, though.
Okay.
Yeah, he spent more than one night or two in the Abbey, so back in the day.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's
and he's also he also goes to a replay a lot on Sundays.
Right. No, it's great about Tracy. Tracy takes everything in stride.
Totally great guy.
Oh, one of the best. He really is.
And his sister is the recently retired police detective, Kathy Schistler.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
Yeah, they're all good people.
Oh, wonderful.
It's a lot of fun. And again, like I said, I'm very excited for football season. Like I said, golf season is winding down, although fall golf is really popular around here.
Real quick, how many times you wore your Roger Staubach jersey this month?
I just wore it to replay. That's the first time I've worn it.
Are you cracking out Sunday?
No, I've got a Sunday Fun Day t-shirt that I got when I was making my Target trip. I'm wearing my new Sunday Fun Day t-shirt.
You got the coffee stains out of it. Don't worry.
What? I went stupid? Or
no, it says Sunday Fun Day. It's got like Snoopy on it, and then it says something else. So, yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to wear?
Where I go where?
Are you coming to replay?
What are you going to wear?
Can I come?
Yeah, you're invited, sure. All I told Schulte we'd have probably a dozen guys at the table, guys and gals.
So what jersey are you going to wear?
I have no jerseys whatsoever.
Okay.
But I will, ever since the Rams left, I took the stuff I got. So there's a thing I did about when the Rams left for St. Louis, and people were dying laughing because I put it on Snapchat. So I took every jersey Gary had and just started shooting it in the trash can. I mean, I was going to give it to the homeless. I was going to give it to no one. No, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. So I decided.
Is it
going to
be worth it later or no?
You know what you need. I forget the character, but one of the characters in Varsity Blues had a 69 jersey. That's what you need.
Should I be
from
like
Varsity Blues.
Is that Billy Bob?
I think it's Billy Bob. I think Billy Bob wore that jersey.
I have a 69 jersey that I was going to wear.
Are you going to wear it upside down or up straight up?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But I guess that's not appropriate either. But yeah, it was a general. It's my only general football shirt that I have.
For working, it's appropriate for you, I would imagine.
I think so.
So you can wear it Saturday.
Well, Wait, are you going to pull Joe Namath?
Because it's big college football.
So. Oh, okay.
How many times you wore Joe Namath?
My dog chewed up the sleeve of my Joe Namath, so I'm not really happy about that. Yeah, so not cool.
Which dog? Darcy?
No, Seamus.
Seamus is
Shame on you!
Seamus is the chewer. Yeah. Oh. So, but I will break. I'll break out Broadway Joe at some point this season.
Oh, we got to have Broadway Joe.
Probably when they play the Cowboys. Well, no, I can't wear a hat when they play the Cowboys.
Are you going to wear the fur? Are you going to wear the fur coat?
Broadway Joe. I need the fur. I need the white. I wore white shoes in high school when I played football because of Joe Namath.
I just love that we're planning our outfits.
Yes,
like, it was so great. It was great.
I just really like this.
I'm a metro.
I know.
Yeah, oh boy.
my Alex just turned the thing off right now. He's like, I'm out. So
yeah, you're with Ray. See, this is what happens every time you're with Ray.
No. Ray, never. So
but yeah.
Thank you for coming by.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll see you Sunday then. We'll see you, of course, we'll see you a lot. And because fantasy football and all the stuff. Ray and I also try to stop off at Starbucks every so often.
So real quick. So we haven't had a discussion about, you know, chat back baseball. How's the league going?
Really well. I'm probably going to have the best record in the I'm going to have at least the number two seed going into the playoffs. And I have a good shot to win my third title in that league.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
That's what
depends on the dice.
That's
depends
right.
on the hot dice.
Yeah.
So
Mama needs a new pair of shoes. Let's go.
Albert Pujols' card last year was really dirty, so I've kind of ridden that in the regular season. My pitching could be a little better, but playoffs will start here in 2 weeks, and I'm excited about that. So.
Okay. We had to get our strap back out of the way. Yeah.
Happy early birthday.
Yes. And well, real quick, I love you, Matt Shuckman.
I will definitely see you at your party, but I'll see you before your party, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, thank you guys for watching. Thanks, Ray, for being here. Thanks, Brittany, as always, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.